The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 12, The Dynasty of Kusha, the Son of Lord Ramchandra. This chapter describes the dynasty of Kusha, the son of Lord Ramchandra. The members of this dynasty are descendants of Sasada, the son of Maharsh Ikshvaku. Following in the genealogical table of Lord Ramchandra's dynasty, Kusha, the Lord's son, was followed consecutively by Atiti, Nishada, Naba, Pundarika, Kshema Danva, Davanika, Anina, Pariyata, Balastala, Vajranaba, Sagana, and Vridhiti. These personalities ruled the world. From Vridhiti came Hiranyanaba, who later became the disciple of Jaimini and propounded the system of mystic yoga in which Yajnavalkya was initiated. Following in this dynasty were Pushpa, Durvasandi, Sudarshan, Agnivarna, Sigra, and Maru. Maru attained full perfection in the practice of yoga, and he still lives in the village of Kalapa. At the end of this age of Kali, he will revive the dynasty of the sun god. Next in the dynasty were Purushruta, Sandi, Amarsana, Mahasvan, Vishvabahu, Prasenajit, Takshaka, and Brihadbala, who was later killed by Abhyamanu. Shukadeva Goswami said that these were all kings who had passed away. The future descendants of Brihadbala will be Brihadrana, Urukriya, Vatsavrida, Priyadvyoma, Banu, Divaka, Sahadev, Brihadashva, Banuman, Pratikashva, Supratika, Marudev, Suna Kshatra, Pushkar, Antariksha, Sutapa, Atmirajit, Badraja, Barhi, Kritanjai, Rajanaya, Sanjaya, Sakya, Sudhoda, Langada, Prasanajit, Sukrada, Ranaka, Sudata, and Sumitra. All of them will become kings, one after another. Sumitra, coming in this age of Kali, will be the last king of the Ikshvaku dynasty. After him, the dynasty will be extinguished. Text 1. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Kushasya Chatitas Tasman, Nisadas Tatsuto Naba, Pundariko Tatpurtra, Kshema Danva Bhavat Tata. I'm not going to read the synonyms because this is mostly genealogical. It'd be repetitive. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami said, the son of Ramachandra was Kusha. The son of Kusha was Atiti. The son of Atiti was Nishada. And the son of Nishada was Naba. The son of Naba was Pundarika. And from Pundarika came his son named Kshemadanva. Text 2. Devanika stata niha pariyatro tatatsuta tato balast Stalas Tasmad Vajranabo Rikasambhava. Translation. The son of Kshema Danva was Devanika, and Devanika's son was Aniha. Aniha's son was Pariyatra, and Pariyatra's son was Balastala. The son of Balastala was Vajranaba, who was said to have been born from the effulgence of the sun god. Texts 3 and 4. Saganas tu satus tasmad vidritis chabavatsuta tato hrenyana bod yogacharyas tum jaimini sisyas kosalyo adyat mam yagnavalkyo diagad yata yoga mano dayam rishir ridya gananti bedikam. Translation. The son of Vajranaba was Sagana, and his son was Vridhiti. The son of Vridhiti was Hiranyanaba, who became a disciple of Jaimini and became a great acharya of mystic yoga. It is from Hiranyanaba that the great saint Yajnavalkya learned the highly elevated system of mystic yoga known as Adhyatma Yoga, which can loosen the knots of material attachment in the heart. Text 5. Puspo Hiranyana Bhasya Dhruvar Sandis Tato Bhavat Sudarshano Tanivar Na Snigras Tasya Marusata. Translation. The son of Hiranyanaba was Pushpa, and the son of Pushpa was Dhruvasandi. The son of Dhruvasandi was Sudarshan, whose son was Agnivarna. The son of Agnivarna was named Shigra, and his son was Maru. Text 6. So savaste yugasida kalapa gramamastita kaler ante suryavamsam nastam bhavayita puna. Translation. Having achieved the perfection in the power of mystic yoga, Maru still lives in a place known as Kalapagram. At the end of Kali Yuga, he will revive the lost Surya dynasty by begetting a son. Purport. At least 5,000 years ago, Srila Shukadeva Goswami ascertained the existence of Maru in Kalapagram and said that Maru, having achieved a yoga siddha body, would continue to exist until the end of Kali Yuga, which is calculated to continue for 432,000 years. Such is the perfection of mystic power. By controlling the breath, a perfect yogi can continue his life for as long as he likes. Sometimes we hear from the Vedic literature that some personalities from the Vedic age, such as Vyasadeva and Ashwatthama, are still living. Here we understand that Maru is also still living. We are sometimes surprised that a mortal body can live for such a long time. The explanation of this longevity is given here by the word yoga siddha. If one becomes perfect in the practice of yoga, he can live as long as he likes. The demonstration of some trifling yoga siddhi does not constitute perfection. Here is a factual example of perfection. A yoga siddha can live as long as he likes. Text 7. Tasmat Purushutras Tasya Sandis Tasyapi Amarshana Mahashvams Tatsutas Tasmat Vishvabahur Ajayata. Translation. From Maru was born a son named Prashushruta, and from Prashushruta came Sandi. From Sandi came Amarshana, and from Amarshana a son named Mahasvan. From Mahasvan, Vishvabahu took his birth. Text 8. Tata prasenajit tasmat taksako bhavitapuna tato bradbalo yastu pitra te samare hata. Translation. From Vishvabahu came a son named Prasenajit. From Prasenajit came Takshaka, and from Takshaka came Brihadbala, who was killed in a fight by your father. Text 9. Iti Hikshvaku Bhupala Atita Srinivangatan Brihadbalasya Bhavita Putranamna Brihadrana. Translation. All these kings in the dynasty of Ikshvaku have passed away. Now, please listen as I describe the kings who will be born in the future. From Brihadbala will become Brihadrana. Text 10. Urukriya satas tasya vata rido bhavisyati prativyoma stata bornur divako vahini pati. Translation. The son of Brihadrana will be Urukriya, who will have a son named Vatsavrida. Vatsavrida will have a son named Prativyoma, and Prativyoma will have a son named Banu, for whom Divaka, a great commander of soldiers, will take birth. Text 11. Sahadevas tataviro Brihadasvo tabahunabanuman pratikakshvo Banumata Sapratiko Tatatsuta. Translation. Thereafter, from Devika will come a son named Sahadev, and from Sahadev a great hero named Brihadvashva. From Brihadashva will come Banuman, and from Banuman will come Pratikshashva. The son of Pratikshashva will be Supratika. Text 12. Bhavita Marudevo Ta Sanukshatro Tapuskara Tasyan tarikshas tat putra sutapas tad amitrajat jit. Translation. Thereafter, from Supratika will come Marudev, from Marudev Sunakshatra, from Sunakshatra Pushkar, and from Pushkar Antariksha. The son of Antariksha will be Sutapa, and his son will be Amitrajit. Text 13. Brihadrajas tu tasyapi barhis tasmat kritanjaya rananjayas tasyasuta sanjayo bhavitatant tata. Translation: from Amitajit will come a son named Brihadraja. From Brihadraja will come Barhi, and from Barhi will come Kritanjaya. The son of Kritanjaya will be known as Rananjaya, and from him will come a son named Sanjaya. Text 14. Tasmat chakyo tasudhodo langalas tatsutasmrita tata prasena jit tasmat kshudrako bhavitatata. Translation: from Sanjaya will come Sakya, from Sakya will come Sudhoda, and from Sudhoda will come Langala. From Langala will come Prasenajit, and from Prasenajit Shudraka. Text 15. Ranako bhavitatas mat suratas tanayastata samitra nama nistanta ete bartha balad vaya. Translation: from Kshudraka will come Ranaka, and from Ranaka will come Surata, and from Surata will come Sumitra, ending the dynasty. This is a description of the dynasty of Brihadbala. Text 16. Ikshvakunam ayam vamsa sumitranto bhavishyate yattam prapya rajanam samstam prapsyati vaikulo. Translation: the last king in the dynasty of Ikshvaku will be Sumitra, and after Sumitra there will be no more sons in the dynasty of the sun god, and thus the dynasty will end. Purport: thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Dynasty of Kusha, the Son of Lord Ramchandra.